So you knew it was going to happen, all the local news anchors trying to do British accents.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the royal wedding. Did you know that there was another wedding in the same town?
No.
Same day?
Someone got overshadowed?
Yeah. British couple who tied the knot in Windsor, treated like royalty by fans eagerly awaiting Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's wedding.
This is a warm-up wedding.
They got hitched a day before the royals and were cheered by fans who had flocked to the town. They treated it like a rehearsal for the royal wedding.
Right. It's the warm-up wedding or the opening act wedding.
Right. Let me ask this question. What overshadowed or upstaged your wedding? 79COAST, 792-6278. What overshadowed your wedding? Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
My drunk coworker.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Not even a family member. Normally, it's like the the aunt or the uncle or something. It's boy. So
nope,
what?
55-year-old coworker.
What did he or she do?
She almost brought the tent down.
Oh,
dancing on the tent.
Dancing on the tent and almost took the tent down.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Oh no.
Yeah. How was that at work the next Monday after?
It was actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Are you still friends with her?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. You still work together?
Yep.
Okay. Has she taken down any other tents since then?
Probably.
Probably. She's one of those, huh? All right.
I may have been that guest, yeah.
Wait, is this Jamie who works down the hall? All right, Jamie, have a good day.
Thank you,
too. Hey, Tori.
Hi.
Hi. Overshadowed or upstaged your wedding?
Well, the royal wedding was on the same day as my bridal shower, so that was playing in the background.
Oh my God.
Of my bridal shower, so I'm like, guys, like, can I just open my gifts without
hearing
about Meghan Markle, please?
Right.
And I actually haven't gotten married yet, but my wedding date is Father's Day.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, geez. That wasn't good planning.
This June?
Like, Happy Father's Day, Dad. You get to walk me down the aisle.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, good excuse your husband can never forget.
Right.
Well, Father's Day is different every year, so the anniversary he's going to forget.
Right. It's
around Father's Day.
That's fine. I don't want kids anyway. I got a dog, and I'm happy.
Oh, we're with you. We're right there with you.
Exactly.
Thanks, Tori. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
79COAST, what upstaged or overshadowed your wedding? Oh, this is good. Alicia.
I believe they were called call girls or sluts. I'm not really sure what they were. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. My husband's cousins from Massachusetts decided to bring these girls with them that
their
we were like,
dates?
Wait, what? Your plus one was for if you were like in a relationship with somebody.
Right.
And one of the brothers got dumped before the wedding. So then the other brother was like, well, I'm bringing this girl. I'll bring her friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
and
God.
It was like, oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Were they dressed like all slutty, too?
Oh, my God. It was just like, what in the world is happening? Like, I didn't even have name tags for them. Like, nothing.
Right.
So, like, they just showed up.
Right. They're trying to pick up more clients.
Right.
Right.
Uncle Harry looks lonely.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Alicia.
Thanks. Bye.
And then there's Felicia. Felicia, what upstaged your wedding?
So it was the Daytona 500.
Oh.
Oh,
a lot of people actually got sick on the day of my wedding.
What?
Actually not sick, but of course they couldn't miss watching the Daytona 500.
Oh, my God.
But they actually turned the Daytona 500 on at my reception because there was a TV there.
Was this in Maine?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was at a Legion Hall. We had the reception and they turned the Daytona 500 on.
Right.
And it was in 98, and it was the day that Dale Earnhardt won the Daytona 500 for the first time. So it was a tad bit stressful.
Right.
Well, that's what you get from marrying a NASA guy. I mean,
NASCAR?
NASCAR guy.
Yes, it was NASCAR. So that was a little bit stressful because everybody was watching the Daytona 500.
Right, and you're like, hello, we got a speech to do.
Yeah. Even
hey.
My husband was.
Come on, first dance, out on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Come on, they're still just going to be going around in circles in 10 minutes anyway.
Right. So, yeah, that was a tad bit stressful.
Oh, my God. All right, thanks, Felicia.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Cut the cheese and pour the wine. Yippee!
Yippee!